Well, Ben Fisher, here we are. Time now for the Silver City Report. What is going on with you?
Oh, never a dull moment up here. We have lots on the table.
Now, you just got back from Albuquerque for an Interstate Commission meeting. Why don't you give us an update on that?
Absolutely. The New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission met at the Office of the State Engineer last week, and there they accepted the final two regional water plans. These are two of the 16 regions that have been mapped out by the ISC, and the plans themselves will guide water projects in those regions for years to come. The last two that were accepted there are the Southwest region, which is made up of Catron, Grant, Hidalgo, and Luna counties, and the region that holds Las Cruces as well.
Talk to us about the Doña Ana group that was there as well.
Yes. While the Southwest region had come together really pretty cohesively as a group led by our Southwest New Mexico Council of Governments and Priscilla Lucero, the Doña Ana County was represented, the Doña Ana Regional Water Plan was represented there at the meeting by city councilors and county commissioners who seemed to have been at odds throughout the planning process. And those odds continue, it seems. Although the ISC did accept their plan, they wanted to make sure they knew that it was a living document, that they expected to change it quite a bit moving forward.
What kind of odds are we looking at?
Well, some of it was based on the needs that they foresaw. They felt that the ISC staff had undersold how many people they expected to move to the area in coming years, and there were differences in beliefs between both the county and the city as well.
Well, Ben, let's move on to Christine, who's got an update for us on Little Lamb's Daycare, which was left homeless pretty recently.
Hi. Yes, this is Christine. Little Lambs was notified in November that they were being evicted from the church, the First United Methodist Church that has housed them for the past 10 years. And it had been operated as a mission of the church. So they have until June 1st to get out. And now the Silver School District has stepped up and is going to offer them several portable buildings on the site of Harrison Schmidt. They have 75 students and 14 teachers in this daycare, so it's a pretty big part.
That is pretty big.
Yeah, but they're doing a fundraiser right now because they're going to need to do some upgrades to those portables to meet their CYFD requirements, and they're trying to raise $10,000 to install more bathrooms and running water. They have a GoFundMe, so if you look on GoFundMe, you can look for Little Lambs Daycare in Silver City, New Mexico.
Well, that is definitely good news. Now let's move on to something that's not such good news.
Not good news.
Talk to me about this elementary school teacher caught for DWI.
Yes. Rebecca Spurgeon is a teacher at 6th Street Elementary here in Silver City. She actually allegedly crashed into a tree, Thursday morning at about 7:30 in the morning.
Wait a minute, 7:30 in the morning, that's on the way to school.
On the way to school, 7:30 in the morning, Grant County Sheriff's deputies were on scene, state police were on scene, state police is handling the investigation, and according to their report, there were open beers in the vehicle at the time of the crash, and she told them she was actually on her way home from school. She's been charged with aggravated DWI. She initially blew a .28, which is three times the legal limit. Then she declined to give a chemical test at the hospital. So she's on leave from the school district. The district won't say whether it's a voluntary leave or whether they've placed her on leave. But she's been charged with aggravated DUI, careless driving, and having an open container in the vehicle.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Edmundo. Bye-bye.